Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:40 and it's Thursday.
What happens tonight on Big Brother? Is tonight the vote?
It is. It's the eviction night. So all Bailey right. Or Davon. Right now, though,
who's
it's time
it
for the news.
What's your guess?
It's going to be Bailey. I think it's Bailey.
I agree.
I think Bailey goes, yeah. She's not doing herself any favors in there.
No.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone is the Bay Area's largest supplier of domestic and imported stone, tile, ceramic, porcelain, glass, handmade ceramics, and mosaic tiles sourced from all over the world. The largest selection you'll find anywhere in Northern California to cater to any style and budget. They are open by appointment in their four Bay Area locations, Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. They posted on their Instagram yesterday this red onyx with the orange sky behind it. Oh. And it did, in fact, look like you were building a home on Mars. Like, it's...
Yesterday,
well, first
it was very
of all, the slab was incredible, but the sky behind it made it just... Wow. What is happening?
Hold on, I'm going to look at it.
Speaking of the sky overhead, it is still smoky outside, everybody. So.
Look at that. Oof.
Yeah, whatever camera they used, it really caught the orange because I wasn't able to get the orange on my phone the way I was trying to show it to people.
Anyway. Maybe they use a filter or something because that's as orange as
a professional camera.
Yeah, I think it's a professional camera that's able to catch it because a lot of the camera people for, I don't know, newspapers and, you know, I think they use real cameras and they're able to get it. Anyway.
This freaking stone is beautiful.
It's rad, isn't it?
It's so gorgeous.
Yeah, it's completely, it's gold and red and just.
It's like, it just looks like an overhead shot of an incredible desert. It's the most beautiful thing. Anyway, All Natural Stone on Instagram.
Let's see here. I'm going to begin with this woman in Florida. Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida. How do you do it? How do you keep doing it?
This lady, look, no one can argue. You're allowed to buy yourself a birthday gift. That's allowed. I mean, maybe.
It is allowed, sure.
Sure. You work hard. It's your birthday. You want to get yourself something? In this case, though, there's a 33-year-old woman named Ashley Spencer in Palm Bay, Florida. She turns 34 in a few weeks. And she recently tried
herself.
Well,
new hairdo, maybe some shoes.
Kill somebody.
Oh, is that a present you can get yourself?
Well, it turns out no, because she was arrested. But she recently tried to hire a hitman to take out her husband's mistress. So I guess she figured I'll just eliminate the competition.
Mm-hmm. And then he'll come running back to me.
What a catch of a guy that he's got, you know, one woman already married to him and another woman who wants him. And then this woman who's married to him is willing to kill the other one to keep his heart hers.
Yeah, because he'll probably never find anyone else. He'd never cheat on her again once he found out she was killing his girlfriends.
She offered $2,000 for the job and even helped the hitman plan the murder. Unfortunately, like it goes in these stories, the hitman turned out to be an undercover police officer. So she was arrested on two felony counts, solicitation to commit murder and solicitation to commit burglary.
All right.
I'm assuming the burglary was the way they were
going
to cover
back.
Up the murder, right?
Yes. Like make it a home invasion kind of thing.
Right.
Oops, the lady was there and the burglar killed her.
A guy in Tennessee was busted for making 1,171 calls to 911 over the past month and a half. 54-year-old Hugh Nguyen of Memphis, Tennessee, over the course of the past month and a half, called again. 1,000. What?
Of course it is.
1,171 calls to 911. He never had any emergencies to report. Oh. He was trying to see if they wanted to buy some egg rolls. Police arrested him.
Is he a restaurant guy?
It looks like he was arrested in front of a building with a Vietnamese restaurant. It's not clear his affiliation. But based on the calls to 911 to sell these egg rolls and, you know, the fact that he was caught in front of a restaurant would lead you to believe. Anyway, either way, he was charged with making non-emergency calls to 911. That is illegal, everyone.
Is language a barrier for this guy by any chance? Like, did he just not know? Did they not say you can't call this number and he just didn't understand? And
I don't know.
Keep on trying to sell him some egg rolls.
Hard to say. I mean, that's a lot of calls,
right? I got a live
right?
one on here, you know. That's
You
right.
would really think that at some point they would have gotten through to him that this is not allowed. Well,
it actually
they have
it's
now.
Yes, they have now. Right. It does seem like they were very patient, though. I mean, the fact that this guy got 1,100 calls in a month and no one came to get him, and they were just like, okay, enough already. And while you're there, pick up some egg rolls. I don't know why. I have a real hankering for them. Power of suggestion, I guess, huh?
It actually, I could really go for a veggie egg roll right now.
I'd love an delicious egg roll right now. They're so good. Oh, I want that special sauce.
Somebody get Hugh on the phone.
So this pandemic, in many ways, we've mentioned it a million times, it's made life really sucky. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Anyway, they say, in the long run, the pandemic could actually improving our lives in some ways. Here's a few of the good changes.
Okay.
More work from home jobs.
Yes, yeah.
COVID has forced companies to figure out how to handle remote workers, and there's a good chance you'll see a lot more of those jobs out there long after the pandemic ends.
Which may mean less traffic overall, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think initially I saw the real upside to a switch to work from home. But I mentioned it last week because I really thought about it more in detail. And, you know, I benefited greatly from being in the workplace and being around people with more experience than me. And it wasn't just how to do my job. It was how to behave in the workplace that I was helped along and nudged and, you know, taught to respect other people, even if you disagree with that. You know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff that you learn through being around people who have been around.
Well, so even internships in general, if you're working from home, I got to have an intern come to my house? Like, that's not, I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot fewer opportunities.
It's a bummer because I know I not everyone would. I'm sure there are plenty of people whose behavior doesn't need help, but mine certainly did. No doubt. They say watching new movies from home. Theaters are going to go away. Or partly going to go away. Or maybe they'll never go away, but on demand is going to be happening more and more. Either way, I know there is always going to be someone who says, I need the theater experience.
I do like the theater. I don't like a crowded theater, but I love going to a movie in the middle of the day. I really do.
I can't say there's ever a time when I saw a movie in the theater and the experience was that much better than it would have been at home.
Yeah.
I just can't say that.
I know what you mean, though. It's like, I guess given the choice. You know what, though? At my house, I wouldn't watch the movie. Like, when I go to the movie, like, I wouldn't stop and watch a movie in the middle of the day. at my house, but if I'm like going, it's, I don't know, it's, there's something about that experience. It's not for everyone, I guess, but I like it.
Whether it's because stores have upped their grocery delivery people, or people out of necessity have had to figure out how to order groceries, grocery deliveries are way up and they expect that to continue.
It's pretty damn convenient. And if
it's,
you know,
gotten really good. Yeah, that's yeah. the thing. I mean, before this, most people, just because they're didn't even think to order online, or there weren't enough deliveries available, like, you just didn't even occur to you. You just go to the store. It's one of the many chores you do in the course of a week. And now with home delivery, I think we're going to see that continue in people. There's jobs.
Sure.
That's, you know, okay. They say alcohol delivery has also boomed, and I know nothing about that. Have you had alcohol delivered to your house?
I personally haven't, but my son joined a beer club, and you know, the minute he turned 21, and now we get weekly beer deliveries to our. In fact, he drinks one, and then he's like, "Oh, I don't like that." And then then now I have those, and the next week there's more coming, and I don't like that. And now I have those too.
Good for you.
I might need
you
another
the
fridge
for a party.
I get, they're all terrible beers, though.
Here, you know,
if we're having a crappy beer party, everybody, come on over.
Not everybody is a beer snob. Plenty of people will pound that stuff without thought.
Yeah, I don't know.
In fact, I bet you it's probably all really good, but since he's not someone who drinks a ton, he doesn't care to, you know, me, I would have had the whole six pack or whatever right then.
Yeah, but you would have just gotten, you know, when you were an alcoholic, you were looking for volume over quality, you know?
No doubt.
Like $12 for one beer? No thanks. I'll be walking with this 12-pack. Thank you.
Right. Telehealth and teletherapy have also improved and become a real thing now that we've been trapped inside for a while. It's cheaper, and they say they can see more patients. So talking to doctors and therapists online before you see them in person might become the new norm. They may be able to diagnose you without even having you come in, which that's a huge plus, right?
Yeah, that would have been great yesterday. I would just showed her my knees on Zoom. That would have been, I don't know why I didn't do that. I could have showed her my butt on Zoom too. I mean, you know, why not? Here, take a look. Go ahead.
You're always showing people your butt.
I'm never showing people my butt, Finn. Never.
Never happens. Did you show your butt to someone yesterday?
Yes, and that's why I'm so upset about
Got him.
That's the first time I've shown my butt to anyone I can't even remember the last time I like showed someone my butt.
Oh,
that
sure,
doesn't happen.
Sure. All right. Gee, okay. Me doth protest whatever you say.
If you're going to use it,
know.
Get it right.
I don't know what you say, but whatever you say, use it. I'm using it.
I don't
it
say it.
You.
Shakespeare says it.
In your face.
In your face. You don't even know the quote. It's not my quote.
And they say there'll be more outdoor dining options going forward now that restaurants have had to invest in ways to serve people outside.
You know, I like the eating outside. That's fine. Winter is coming. Winter's coming. Rain, winter. This isn't going to last. We need a vaccine so we can get back in. Yes, a patio dining experience is nice if it's not 32 degrees out.
One last thing that's not related, semi-related to the pandemic, but not related to, look at everybody's out my window waving.
Yay. Hi. Hello, family.
Yay.
What, is school over already, Vin?
No, this is the youngest
been 20
one
minutes. Oh, okay.
Is at the window. Please keep that kid in there for a while. Anyway, the pandemic, and this is, you're living this. The pandemic has driven people right back to their childhood bedrooms. 52% of people under 30 now live with their parents. They say that number's never
been.
52% of people under 30
live
with their parents.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's crazy. So you're saying all your friends, too. Just F it. I'm moving home. I can't. I don't know what's going on with my job. I can't afford my rent. Mom, please.
Yeah, also living in the Bay Area, you just can't afford on your own.
Unless you have 14 roommates.
Exactly. And then it's just the fear of the unknown. Like, what's going to happen if we do move out, you know?
Yeah, you were about to get an apartment when this whole thing happened.
Mm-hmm. Good thing I didn't.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know why radio, in the beginning, radio pays so well.
Oh, I know. Boy, you're rolling in it.
Yeah, totally.
Winning.
Duh.
But, well, maybe that number will drop. I don't know. But that's why I don't feel the pressure to move out. It's because all of my friends, and I'm still with my one sister, and she's 27. So we're
when an older sister, she's your buffer zone. Like, she's the next one out for sure. Like, you know. You're safe for a while. As long as she's living there, whew, you're styling. I like having my kids here. It's fun. I'm gonna start charging them rent, I think. That ought to go
so big. So your grown boys are both home and you just said you're liking it. Like, it's cool.
I do like it because they're not little, you know. If they were your kids' age, I'm sure I'd be hating it. There's so much work. I agree with you 100%. But the older one is fascinating, and cooks. And the younger one I never see. I knock on his door, hey, dinner's ready. Oh, okay. Hey, guys, thanks for making dinner. Neats. Tells us what he's been doing all day. Clickety clack, clack, clack. Boom, back to his room. It's great.
Nice.
Yeah. And the other one's, he's got a full-time job and goes to school. It's freaking incredible. I'm like, you can live here as long as you want, son. The other one, come on, get a job, buddy. Except you can't. It's a pandemic.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Here's just a couple, and then I'll do the rest of these on the other side of 9 o'clock. My boyfriend's brother got him a beer of the month club for Christmas, and the beers were terrible, says 650.
Yeah, these beers he's doing, they're no good. But he likes it. Whatever.
Teletherapy is amazing. Telehealth is good, too. However, it's a little limited, as there is no way for them to check your glands, your vitals, do blood work. So,
all those things anyway, so I'm good. Here, take a look at this rash. What do you think?
They just wanted to, wanted to show them your butt. Is that it? Yeah.
Yes, that's it, Vinny. That was my goal. God, I hope she asked me to see my butt. I can't get these pants off fast enough. That's what I wore these pants so I can show you my knees or have a rash on them. Come on, lady. God, stop being so hot for my butt.
On that note, we'll take a break.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.